We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We generated a fair amount of scoring chances first and foremost. It's not that there was an opportunity. There was lots. Areas where we can make it harder on Montreal, I think, is if we get to the net more consistently and take the goalie sight lines away, make it harder on them to find the puck and maybe create some rebound opportunities. So we had our moments when we were at the net, but we think we can get better at that.
3:27, time to visit House of 1,000 Beers. Now open for lunch and dinner, New Kensington and Warndale. Come enjoy their amazing selection of pizza, burgers, and barbecue. Mike Sullivan breaking down a surprising game one loss to Montreal, game two tonight at 8. Pierre McGuire at 4, Brian Trottier with us at 5. Room for improvement from game one, more of a net front presence. And so, Chris, that would have to be music to Patrick Hornquist's ears.
Well, I think it's music to his ears first off, and at the very least, it shows that the Penguins understand that the obvious thing that was glaringly absent from their game for the most part, which was that kind of traffic in front of Price. I think we've been playing that clip from Dan Rosen from the morning show saying that if you're going to take unscreened one-timers from deep against Price, they're not going to get through, and he's not going to let anything in. They have to make, like, this is why, for me, the story of the rest of this series comes down to, can the Penguins understand that they can't play the way that they would prefer to play to win this series? They are playing on soup ice by the end of the night. It just is what it is. That them's the breaks when it comes to being a popular team playing a very popular team. They have to play ugly hockey. I know they love to play pretty hockey. It's really fun to watch when it's clicking. But the ice by the middle of every period is absolutely chewed up, way worse than it would be in normal circumstances, it seems. And you can't make pretty plays. So, yes, you have to put your guy who's a war horse in front
of
the net.
So this is the hockey
equivalent. And try to score ugly goals.
This is the hockey equivalent of, like, late November at Heinz Field with brutal turf.
Yes.
And slop.
Yes, the turf looks brown. It doesn't look green here. Correct. But do you not? I mean, that was a talking point over and over on these broadcasts, and people in the know who know more about hockey than I do said that ice was really bad. Fine. Both teams play on it. Adjust.
Exactly. Here's what I don't want. We addressed that issue. We knew it was going to be one going into these playoffs, these games, that they were going to play the late game, and the ice in the summer in August was not going to be the same for game three as it is for game one. We knew that, and yet still no one was picking Montreal to even give the Penguins a series. So we can't now move the goalposts on that. At least I'm not going to do that and give the Penguins that excuse. And this is going to come off again as probably more critical of Mike Sullivan than Penguins fans want to hear, because he has won 2 Stanley Cups, and he probably is the best coach in Penguins history. But what I don't like about that comment from immediately after the game, we need to get more guys to the front of the net, and we need to make Carey Price's job harder. If you were able, right after the game, to process that and know that, why didn't you play Hornquist more? The only forward that got fewer minutes of ice time that played less than Hornquist was Marlowe. And it's not like you had Sherry up on the front on the top line that was like the engine, the fulcrum that was driving Sidney Crosby and Jake Guentzel. Put Hornquist up there. You also had 7 power play opportunities. You don't need to be married to Zucker on your top power play. If you're aware of what's, it's like you have a pounding headache you have Tylenol in your medicine cabinet and you refuse to walk to the other room to go get it. You have the prescription. You have the antidote. You have Patrick Hornquist. You have one of the best players in the NHL at doing what you are saying is ailing you. So take advantage of it. If they didn't have that player, if it was 6 years ago, they didn't have that net front guy and they still had a James Neal and Sullivan was making comments like that, okay, there's not an easy lineup swap to make, Chris, to alleviate that problem. But they
Patrick
have one of the
Hornquist
best guys in the NHL
healthy.
At it. Yes.
He's healthy, too. Like, if there was ever an excuse for not doing this in a normal year, it would be, listen, he's done it all year for us, and he's so beat to crap that we can't reliably count on him in this setting. He just isn't healthy enough to do that. We have to sparingly play him and kind of pick and choose. He should be as healthy as he could possibly be. This is the... They have to look at this like everybody involved here is really in the first 2 months of a season, and that's what you're trying to get them through. I know the intensity's higher, but there's no excuse. And not only you said just like, hey, they should have played him more if they were willing to acknowledge it. The fact that they were willing to acknowledge the problem in and of itself, you can also tell your team between periods, hey, we all need, not just Hornquist, we all need to be in front of the net more. We need to make his life more difficult.
Yep.
I don't think they really did that good of a job of that either. They did it for a little stretch that culminated in two goals,
but
and then
here's
it didn't happen.
Here's another football analogy. It would be like after the game, after a Steelers game, Bill Cowher saying, we needed to be better in short yardage situations. We couldn't convert third and short, fourth and short. That's why we lost. And Cowher was using, you know, Deuce Staley instead of Jerome Bettis in those situations. Like, you have the guy to get you those tough yards. Use him. You have that player. I don't know. I get it's only one game. Craig, what are the odds now? You were telling me about the odds before we went on the air that FanDuel had changed.
To win the series now.
Yes.
The Penguins are plus 100.
What's Montreal?
Minus 120? I don't know, 'cause I didn't bet them.
Yeah, they're like minus one. Yeah, they're minus 120.
Okay, so the odds makers think Montreal's the
favorite. DraftKings had that too. Yep, DraftKings said the same thing.
Does that surprise you? Because it surprises me that they would react that strongly to the first game.
Well, I think it's a reaction to NHL history. When you see, and I've seen it, you know, blue in the face here, even though they haven't had five game series in forever in the NHL. That the team that wins game one wins something like 82% of the time. That to me is a strict numbers reaction right there to the numbers. Except it's a neutral venue. It's a neutral arena.
Mm-hmm.
There is no home ice advantage if that even existed in the first place. And I just don't think you can look at it like the way you looked at old five-game series. If this was a Canadiens team that was playing a five-gamer and they were the eighth seed in the East mm-hmm. or something like that, okay, I could buy that. This is a team that, I will repeat, wasn't even close to playoff position and is only in
if they were the
pick a city that doesn't like hockey that much. If they were the
Phoenix
the Charlotte Coyotes, if they
Arizona
were the Charlotte the Charlotte Canadiens, which would be a very weird name to have, and they were 24th in the league, they would not be in this tournament.
I will say this, the one thing that Montreal now has that they didn't have maybe before the series started is confidence. They can believe in themselves now. They can look at themselves after this game and say, we can play with this team. We didn't beat them. We didn't get it wasn't, the Penguins tilted the ice and kicked our ass and we somehow beat them 3-2. We counterpunched and counterattacked and we were just way more opportunistic than them. And we found a way to win a game where we were grossly outplayed. That was true after the first period, where they were up 1-0 and probably didn't deserve it. But from there, it was a pretty even game. If not, Montreal got the better of play from there on out.
I still think the most important thing after the price, you know, to that point of their belief, I think they believed maybe not 5 minutes in because it was all price keeping them in it, but maybe by the time they get the first goal, it still says something. When they got gold, from the time that they went up 2-0 until about 10 minutes after, until the end of the second period, when the Penguins had tied it, but Montreal had sort of regathered themselves, gotten their legs back, to use the boxing analogy again, I think that third period and overtime were played on completely even terms. aside from Montreal taking penalties, which again is to the Penguins' great shame and detriment that they didn't cash in on six out of their seven power plays, I thought Montreal played like a team that felt like it belonged.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.